The novel Goodnight Stranger is a new psychological thriller focusing on a brother and sister orphaned after the death of their parents. Lydia looks after her brother Lucas, who is painfully shy and can barely engage with other people. He's obsessed with the memory of a third sibling, a brother who died when he was just a few weeks old. Lydia and Lucas live together on a small island, which helps Lucas hide from the world, but has Lydia feeling trapped, her own dreams sacrificed for her younger brother's care. Then, a mysterious stranger enters their lives, and Lucas becomes convinced he's the reincarnation of the infant brother they both lost. What follows is a tense, twisting course of events in the debut novel by Micaiah Bay Galt. Galt teaches in the Writing and Publishing MFA program at Vermont College of Fine Arts in Montpelier, and she spoke about Goodnight Stranger with VPR Morning Edition host Mitch Wortley.
For any writer, I imagine that the first published book is something special, and this can't be any different for you. How long had you been working on Goodnight Stranger, and how does it feel now to see that work come to fruition?
It's almost indescribable. It feels so good. I've been working on the book for 15 years, so quite a long time.
15 years.
Yeah.
So in that time, and this is kind of fascinating to me, as someone who loves to read but not a writer myself, how much have you seen the book change over that time, whether it's the plot itself, the characters? I mean, has this book, if you looked at the 15 years ago version compared to what it is now, would they be completely different animals?
Very different. I think the premise is the same, but everything else has changed in that time. It's probably gone through, I'm going to guess, 60, 70 drafts. It's been an intense process.
How do you keep at it? What was it mentally that kept you sticking with this and saying, I am seeing this thing through?
You know, I think there was just something in this story that held on to me. I mean, I remember at one point my agent kind of, I said, I just don't know if I can do another draft. I don't have it in me. And she said, okay, that's fine. We can just shelve this one. You can start a new project. And I, you know, just thought, no, I can't. I'm going to stick with it. I think part of it was that I love the setting. If you believe that a lot of the work that writers do is not on the page, but just in their minds, in that time when they're dreaming and imagining. I spent a lot of time on Wolf Island, where this book takes place, an imaginary island, fictional island. I would just go there when I was, you know, drifting off to sleep or when I woke up in the night. I spent so much time there and I liked being there. You know, so I think that helped me stick with it for so long.
One of the things that drew me to this book, I have to say, is that it does take place on an island, fictional or not. It's off the coast of Martha's Vineyard. Now, I lived on Martha's Vineyard for 5 years. So I really thought that you captured island life beautifully here. And it is a very different kind of place in the off season than it is in the summertime. Local people, generations who live there, fishermen.
That's right.
You capture all this in the book. But that feeling of isolation, you know, that can really hit you, especially in the winter months, is very palpable. You yourself grew up on Cape Cod, is that right?
Yeah. For most of my childhood, I was there. And my family is still there. They're on Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard. So I go back and bring my kids there.
So the physicality of the island, you know the rhythms, you know about having grown up with this, that must have informed a lot of the book.
It's true. I was really interested in that idea of loving a place so much. It feels like such a big part of your identity. And you feel kind of trapped there, you know, that push and pull. And in this story, at least, Lydia, my main character, she feels that with her family, you know, that same push and pull that young people feel. She really feels that with the island itself.
You know, and I think that people here in Vermont can relate to that too. This is not an island. However, when you start to move into some of the more remote rural areas, places like the Northeast Kingdom, for example, people that may have grown up there, they may feel that longing. And yet that place, the kingdom, will always be a part of them, inextricably.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true.
And I know that you are a fan of Shirley Jackson's writing.
Yes.
You know, and she is kind of the master of that slow-building suspense and that slow-building thrill. I mean, how much of her reading, what you've read of her, informed this book?
I actually turned to her at one point in the process, working on revisions with my agent. We would have these conversations. She would say, it's lacking narrative tension. It slows down in the middle. That was a really hard thing for me to get in terms of the craft. And I said, okay, I need to study how this is done. So I turned to Shirley Jackson. She was the one of the the writers that I went back to read. So right in the middle of those final revisions, trying to give it more of a fast pace, I did look back to how she does it.
Micaiah Gault is the organizer of the Vermont Book Award and teaches in the MFA Writing and Publishing Program at Vermont College of Fine Arts in Montpelier. Her debut novel, Goodnight Stranger, will be published by HarperCollins later this month, and there will be a book launch party for it at Bear Pond Books in Montpelier, July 30th, Tuesday at 7 p.m. Micaiah, thank you so much.
Thanks. It's always a pleasure to be here.